It is the day of resurrection. Let us be radiant, O ye peoples. Pascha, the Lord's Pascha. For Christ God hath brought us from death unto life, and from earth unto heaven, as we sing the triumphal hymn. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Let us purify our senses, and we shall behold Christ, radiant with the unapproachable light of the resurrection. And we shall clearly hear him say, rejoice as we sing the triumphal hymn. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. For meet it is that the heavens should rejoice, and that the earth should be glad, and that the whole world, both visible and invisible, should keep the feast. For Christ our everlasting joy hath arisen. Come, let us drink a new drink, not one marvelously brought forth from a barren rock, but the source of incorruption which bringeth forth from the grave of Christ, in whom we are established. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Now are all things filled with light, heaven and earth, and the nethermost regions of the earth. Let all creation therefore celebrate the arising of Christ, whereby it is established. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Yesterday I was buried with thee, O Christ, and today I arise with thine arising. Yesterday was I crucified with thee. Do thou thyself glorify me with thee, O Savior, in thy kingdom. Let the prophet Abakum, the proclaimer of divine things, keep the divine watch with us, and show forth the radiant angel who with resounding voice hath declared, today doth bring salvation to the world, for Christ is risen as omnipotent. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Christ revealed himself as of the male sex when he opened the virgin's womb, and as a mortal was he called the Lamb. Thus without blemish is our Pascha, for he tasted not corruption. And since he is truly God, perfect was he proclaimed. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Christ our blessed crown, like unto a yearling lamb, of his own good will did sacrifice himself for all, a Pascha, a purification. And from the grave the beautiful Son of Righteousness shone forth again upon us. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. David, the ancestor of our God, danced with leaping before the symbolical ark of the covenant. Let us also, the holy people of God, beholding the fulfillment of the symbols, rejoice in godly wise, for Christ is risen as omnipotent. Let us arise in the deep dawn, and instead of myrrh, offer praise to the Master. And we shall see Christ, the Son of Righteousness, who causeth life to dawn for all. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. When those held captive in the bonds of Hades beheld thy boundless compassion, O Christ, they hastened to the light with a joyful step, exalting the eternal Pascha. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. lights, let us go forth to meet Christ, who cometh forth from the grave like a bridegroom. And with the ranks of them that love and keep this festival, let us celebrate the saving Pascha of God. Thou didst descend into the deepest parts of the earth, and it shattered the everlasting bars that held fast those that were fettered, O Christ. And on the third day, like Jonas from the sea monster, thou didst arise from the grave. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Having kept the seals intact, O Christ, thou didst rise from the tomb. O thou who didst not break the seal of the Virgin by thy birth, and thou hast opened unto us the gates of paradise. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. O my Savior, the life-giving and unslain sacrifice, when as God thou of thine own will hast offered up thyself unto the Father, thou didst raise up with thyself the whole race of Adam when thou didst rise from the grave. The only blessed and most glorious God of our fathers, who hath redeemed the children from the furnace, is become man, and as a mortal doth suffer, and through suffering doth clothe mortality with the grace of incorruption. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. The godly wise women followed after thee in haste with sweet-smelling myrrh. But him whom they sought with tears as dead they joyfully adored as the living God, and announced unto thy disciples, O Christ, the glad tidings of the mystical Pascha. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. We celebrate the death of death, the destruction of Hades, the beginning of an everlasting life. And with leaps of joy we praise the cause thereof, the only blessed and most glorious God of our fathers. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Truly sacred and supremely festive is this saving night, radiant with light, the forerunner of the bright beaming day of the resurrection, whereon the timeless light in bodily form shone from the grave for all. This chosen and holy day is the first of the Sabbaths, the Queen and Lady, the Feast of Feasts, and the Festival of Festivals, wherein we bless Christ unto the ages. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Come on this auspicious day of the resurrection, let us partake of the new fruit of the vine of divine gladness and of the kingdom of Christ, praising him as God unto the ages. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. Cast thine eyes about thee, O Zion, and behold, for lo, like divinely radiant luminaries, from the west, the north, the sea, and the east, have thy children assembled unto thee, blessing Christ unto the ages. Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord. O Father Almighty, the Word and the Spirit, one made nature in three hypostases united, transcending essence and supremely divine. In thee have we been baptized, and thee will we bless unto all the ages. Magnify, O my soul, him who suffered willingly, and was buried, and arose from the grave on the third day. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord has shone upon you. Rejoice and be glad, O Zion, and you, O pure one, O Mother of God, exult in the resurrection of your Son. Magnify, O my soul, Christ the giver of life, who arose from the grave on the third day. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord has shone upon you. Rejoice and be glad, O Zion, and you, O pure one, O Mother of God, exult in the resurrection of your Son. Christ is the new Pascha, the living sacrificial victim, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. O thy divine and beloved and most sweet voice, thou hast truly promised that thou wouldst be with us unto the end of the world, O Christ, and we faithful rejoice, having this as an anchor of hope. Today the whole creation is glad and doth rejoice, for Christ is risen, and Hades hath been despoiled. O thy divine and beloved and most sweet voice, thou hast truly promised that thou wouldst be with us unto the end of the world, O Christ, and we faithful rejoice, having this as an anchor of hope. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Magnify, O my soul, the dominion of the undivided Godhead and three hypostases. O great and most sacred Pascha Christ, O wisdom and word and power of God, grant that we partake of thee fully in the unwaning day of thy kingdom, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Rejoice, O Virgin, rejoice. Rejoice, O Blessed One. Rejoice, O Glorified One. For thy Son hath arisen from the grave on the third day. O great and most sacred Pascha Christ, O wisdom and word and power of God, grant that we partake of thee fully in the unwaning day of thy kingdom. The angel cried out to the one who is full of grace, Hail, O Immaculate Virgin, hail again, for your Son is risen from the tomb on the third day. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord has shone upon you. Rejoice and be glad, O Zion, and you, O pure one, O Mother of God, exult in the resurrection of your Son. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee from before his face. A sacred Pascha hath been shown forth to us today, a new and holy Pascha, a mystic Pascha, and a venerable Pascha, a Pascha that is Christ the Redeemer. A spotless Pascha, a great Pascha, a Pascha of the faithful, a Pascha that hath opened unto us the gates of paradise, a Pascha that doth hallow all the faithful. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish, as wax melteth before the fire. Come from that scene, O women bearers of good tidings, and say to Zion, receive from us the tidings of joy, of the resurrection of Christ. Exalt and send me glad, O Jerusalem, for thou hast seen Christ the King, as a bridegroom come forth from the tomb. So let sinners perish at the presence of God, and let the righteous be glad. The myrrh-bearing women at deep dawn drew nigh to the tomb of the Giver of Life. They found an angel sitting upon the stone, and he addressing them in this manner did say, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why mourn ye the incorruptible amid corruption? Go proclaim it unto his disciples. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad therein. A Pascha of delight, Pascha, the Lord's Pascha, an all venerable Pascha hath dawned for us. A Pascha whereon let us embrace one another with joy. O Pascha, ransom from sorrow. Today Christ has shone forth from the tomb as from a bridal chamber, and hath filled the women with joy, saying, proclaim it unto the apostles.